Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Anya, A-N-Y-A, Vaccaro, V as in Victor, A-C-C-A-R-O. Anya Vaccaro is a 42-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-19-20. Apparently she was working from home and slipped going down the stairs to the bathroom. Apparently the stairs were 5 in number. Apparently her back hit the step and her neck hyperextended. Paired her left side, hit the wall. Paired she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Paired she did go to AtlanticCare emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be herniated impinging discs on the spinal cord for which she underwent cervical fusion on 2/17/21. Paired she has completed her course of active treatment. Paired Ms. Vaccaro admits that in 2012 she was in a car accident resulting in herniated discs in the neck. These were treated with cortisone injections and rhizotomy, after which she had some residual stiffness. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Interestingly, she drove herself here from Florida for the evaluation. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Ms. Vaccaro was seen at AtlanticCare Regional Medical Center on 8/19/20. Apparently she was walking on the steps when she tripped and fell down the last two, landing onto her buttock, lower back, and elbows. Apparently she had thoracic back pain, bilateral elbow pain, and right-sided neck pain. She did take Advil prior to her arrival with some relief. She denied hitting her head or experiencing loss of consciousness. She denied previous injuries to these areas. She underwent several x-rays to be inserted. She was diagnosed with a fall, back contusion, and elbow contusion. It was noted thoracic spine x-rays as well as the bilateral elbow showed no acute processes. She was treated symptomatically with muscle relaxants and anti-inflammatories and released. New paragraph. Ms. Vaccaro was seen by Dr. Alber, A-L-B-E-R, on 8/27/20. He noted her mechanism of injury and short course of treatment to date. He ascertained a history of gastric bypass in 2015, thyroid surgery in 2016, as well as asthma, reflux, and autoimmune disease. He noted x-rays of the elbow and thoracic spine were negative. He rendered diagnoses of cervical lumbar sprain and contusion, left elbow contusion, left shoulder strain. He believed her injuries would all heal uneventfully with time and over-the-counter medications. She was referred to physical therapy to return in 4 weeks. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. In the paragraph, she returned to Dr. Albert on 9/24/20, when x-rays revealed mild degenerative disc at C6-7, but no acute findings. He amended his diagnosis to resolved elbow contusion and shoulder strain, but she had a continued cervical sprain. Additional therapy was ordered. She did undergo a cervical spine MRI on 11/3/20 to be inserted here. Dr. Albert reviewed these results with her on 11/12/20. As she had a fairly significant cervical disc at C6-7, he recommended a spine consult second opinion. In paragraph to that end, she was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Glass on 11/16/20. period. On this occasion, she reported slipping on home stairs and fell, landing on her buttocks and elbow and striking her head and neck, and experiencing cervicalgia with left upper extremity radicular pain. Perici did have a pre-existing history of neck pain referable to a 2012 motor vehicle accident for which she received non-surgical care. Perici had residual neck symptoms for 2/10. Perici, following the fall, she has experienced 10/10 pain. Perici physical therapy failed to provide any relief. Perici perceived weakness in the left upper extremity, and her neck pain was worsened with range of motion activities. Period. He evaluated her and rendered diagnoses of cervicalgia with cervical myeloradiculopathy, C3-4, C4-5 disc bulge with small central herniation, C5-6 central herniation with mild spinal cord compression, C6-7 broad herniation with spondylosis and more advanced stenosis with spinal cord compression, C7-T1 disc osteophyte complex, abnormal signal spinal cord at C6-7, consistent with either edema or myelomalacia. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. On T17-21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Perici returned postoperatively to Dr. Glass on 3-2-21. 2-week status post C5-6 and C6-7, anterior cervical discectomy and instrumented arthrodesis. Period. On 5-21, I'll stretch that. On 5-25-21, Dr. Glass repeated x-rays that showed satisfactory graft position, instrumentation position, and spinal alignment. Perici was going to continue physical therapy. Period. At his visit on 6-29-21, he made note on this telehealth visit that she had geographically relocated to Florida. Perici was continuing a home exercise program. Period. From a neurosurgical perspective, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement status. Period. Integral neurosurgical follow-up has been scheduled in 8 weeks with repeat cervical spine x-rays. Period. Another telehealth visit took place on 11-5-21. Period. The last documented visit with Dr. Glass was on 3-17-22. Period. She was taking Tylenol on a very rare basis. Period. She had residual cervicalgia with proximal left upper extremity dysesthesias, but overall, this has markedly improved relative to her preoperative status, and she is fully functional. Period. This was another telehealth visit. Period. Repeat x-ray showed satisfactory graft position, instrumentation position, and spine alignment with what appears to be progressive interbody arthrodesis. Period. He reiterated that she had reached maximum medical improvement status. Period. New paragraph. On 12-1-20, the petitioner underwent preoperative surgical clearance by Dr. Del Rey, D-E-L-R-E. Period. He noted a history of sleep apnea. Period. Her last set of x-rays were done on 2-26-22 compared to the study of 10-15-21. Perici showed prior C5-C7 anterior cervical discectomy infusion with no acute abnormalities. Perici was mild cervical spondylosis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper manual muscle testing was 5-5. Pre-existed left elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. She remained in her pants and sneakers, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Otherwise, this will be normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a central right anterior scar consistent with her spine surgery, but preserved lordotic curve. Period. Active flexion was 40 degrees, extension 30 degrees, side bending right 25 degrees and left 30 degrees, rotation right 50 degrees with tenderness, but full to 80 degrees on the left without tenderness. Barrett, she had mild tenderness, palpation about the left pivotal musculature, in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right arm in the midline. Thoracic inspection revealed an increased kyphotic curve with no apparent scars. Lumbosacral. She declined performing range of motion in this region or having any specific demands placed on her due to recent brain surgery. Period. On 8/19/20, Anya Vaccaro slipped on stairs at home where she was working. Period. The most contemporaneous and current history ascertained was that she did not strike her head or experience loss of consciousness. Period. Nevertheless, she told Dr. Glass that she did. Period. She was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were negative for acute abnormalities. Period. Ms. Vaccaro then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Albert. Period. He treated her conservatively with physical therapy. Period. Cervical spine was done on 11/3/20 to be inserted here. She then came under the neurosurgical care of Dr. Glass. Period. They elected to pursue surgery on 2/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up and had serial x-rays of her neck culminating on 2/26/22. Period. In the midst of a recovery, she relocated to Florida. So Dr. Glass performed primarily telehealth visits. She currently volunteered that she drove here from Florida by herself. This reflects retained functional levels. Period. End.